Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf Kafav, Daf 26. We left off on Kafei Amabet, towards the middle of the page. We were right in the middle of a sugya. We were talking about Gzerah Shavah. That this Gzerah Shavah, we said, is mufne. We said it's available. What does it mean? We said it's available. If it was not available, we would not have been able to use it as a Gzerah Shavah. So the Gemara says, we're smack in the middle of the page on Kafei Amabet 25b. The Gemara says, Lai, yes, you're right. Afnui mufne. This pasuk is available, making it available to use it for a Gzerah Shavah. So the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Sheretz itkash l'shichvat zera. A rodent has a connect, has a hekel shu shichvat zera. The chtiva, the pasuk says, O ish asher titzevech megomer. And then it says, Usamichle, by a rodent, it says, O ish asher yigav v'chol sheretz. Uchtive, and then it says, by shichvat zera, v'shichvat zera, it says, v'chol beged, v'chol or, asher ye alav shichvat zera. If any clothing, any cloth has a shichvat zera upon it, so the Gemara explains, beged v'or, diktav rachmana v'sheretz lamani. So if we have a hekesh, why do we need it to write beged and or by a pasuk, by a rodent? So the Gemara says, shmamina lafnuye, it must be to make it available in order to use it as a gzera shava. So the Gemara says, okay, v'akati mufne mitzad echadhu. This is only available from one side. So the Gemara says, hanicha laman damar mufne mitzad echad namedin ve'en meshivin shapir. It makes sense according to the opinion that says that if it's available from one side and not the other, then you're able to learn from it, but you can't question it. That makes sense. According to the opinion that says that if it's only available from one side, then you can ask, then you can learn from it, but you can also refute it. You can also ask questions on it. So then what would you say? So the Gemara says, "Demet nami afnuye mufne." No, by the dead person, by the corpse, it's also the pasuk is also available. Michti, the Gemara says, "Let's see, met itkasha shichvat zera. Met as a hekesh to shichvat zera. Tichtiv as a pasuk says, 'Va'nogea v'chol temen nefesh or ish asher tetzem imenu v'gomer.' Uchtiv be, and then it says b'shichvat zera. It says v'chol beged v'chol or asher iye alav shichvat zera. Any beged or or that has." Shichvat zera upon it. So the Gemara says, "Beged ve'or dechtav rachmana b'met lamali." So if we have a hekesh, why do we need it to say beged and or by a dead corpse? Shma mina lafnuye must be teaching us to leave that pasuk available for this gzera shava. Ve'ave mufne mishnei tzadin, and now it is available on both sides. So the Gemara says, "Anicha leman da'amar don mina ve'okay be'atra." It makes sense according to the opinion that says we learn from it and we establish it in its place. According to the one who says you learn from it and from it, then what would you say? So what does this mean? So we have to look at Rashi. Rashi says, some say you wouldn't need the beged and or by the dead corpse, rather only for availability for the gzera shava. So the Gemara says, and we establish to tumat met in its place. Ma bishar kelim tumat shiva, af gavim mapat tumat shiva. Just like all other kelim, we would say 7 days is tameh. So too by this mat, we would say it's 7 days. So that would make sense if we say learn from it and establish it in its place. But then the next Rashi says, learn from it and learn from it. The milta de yalfina lemi milta acharidi, something we learn from it, from something else. The chol mile dainina lemina. We learn all things out from it. So he says, mapat bemet tumat shiva minala. How do we know a mat touching a corpse has too much shiva, 7 days. The Gemara says, the im is sheretz, hava gamar, amena, if we would have learned from a sheretz, amena, I would have said too much erev udeitai. I would have said we only have the tumah, because a rodent, the tumah is only until nighttime. So therefore, how would you explain according to this opinion? It should be only tumah until nighttime. So the Gemara says, amar ava, amar kra, the pasuk says, v'chibbastem bigdechem bayom ha-shvi, you launder your clothing on the seventh day, kol tumot sha'atem etamin bemet, lo yu pechutin mishiva. Any of the tumot, the impurities that come from a dead corpse, should not be less than 7 days. Very good. So the Gemara then says, three lines from the bottom of the page, the Gemara says, utehesh shen varegel. Now we're going to say a bunch of attempted kal vachomers. Utehesh shen varegel chayav v'reshut harabim kal vachomer. Why don't we say the shen and the regel, the tooth and the leg, are liable in the reshut harabim from a kal vachomer? How do we know? Uma keren, the case of keren, shebereshut ha-nizak eno meshalem ela chatzi nezek, in the reshut of the nizak, he only pays half the damage. Reshut ha-rabim chayevet, in the reshut ha-rabim is fully liable. Shen v'regel, shen and regel, shebereshut ha-nizak meshalem nezek shalem, in the reshut of the nizak, they pay the full damage. Eno din shebereshut ha-rabim chayev, is it not all the more so that in the reshut ha-rabim they should be completely liable? Amar kra, the pasuk says, ubi'er b'ste acher, below Rishud Arabim. Says, no, you have to cause damage in another person's field, and not in the Rishud Arabim. So therefore, the Rishud Arabim would be exempt. Flipping the Amud. So the Gemara says, "Mide kulei kamrina." Are we saying you'd be completely liable? Palga kamrina. We're saying you would get the chatzin nezik. You would have to pay the half of damage. So the Gemara says, "Amar kra vechatzu et kaspo, kaspo shel ze velo kaspo shel acher." When it says they cut chatzu et kaspo, it's cut in half. That's only kaspo shel ze. That's only referring to the money that's owed because of keren, but not because of shen and regel. The Gemara says, "V'lo teh shen v'regel chayevi reshut anizak ela chatzin nezik mikaren mikal v'chomer mikaren." Why don't we say that the shen and regel is only liable to half a damage in the reshut of the nizak from a kal v'chomer of a karen? Uma karen she reshut harabim chayevit. If by karen we say in the reshut harabim is liable, reshut anizak ena mishalamed ela chatzin nezik, in the reshut of the nizak he only pays half a damage. Shen v'regel, shen and regel should reshut arabim petura, in the reshut arabim they're exempt. In odin should reshut anizak mishalem chatzin nezek. Is it not all the more so that in the reshut of the nizak they would pay half a damage? So the Gemara says amakra yishalem. No, it says pay tashlumin me'aliyah, completely pay. Meaning you have to pay the full damage by shen and regel in the reshut anizak. Then we try another case. Velote karen reshut arabim chayav mikal v'chomer. Karen and the reshut arabim should not be liable because of a kal v'chomer. Why? Uma shen v'regel. If by the case of Shen and Regel, in the Reshut of the Nizak, the damaged one, you pay full damage, but in the Reshut Arabim you're exempt. Karen, by the Reshut of the Nizak, you only pay half a damage. Is it not all the more so that in the Reshut Arabim you should be exempt? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yechetzun, En Chatzin Nezik Chaluk, Lo Bereshut Arabim, Lo Bereshut Hayachid. He says, Yechetzun means that there's no difference, we don't differentiate between half a damage paid, whether it's damage caused in the public domain, private domain, it doesn't make a difference, you would pay the half a damage. So the Gemara says, V'yeh Adam Chayav V'kofer Mekav V'chomer. Why don't we say a person would be liable for damaging for Mekav V'chomer? Right, Rashi says, Kigon b'mezid v'lo atrube, deleita bar katla v'lo bar galut. Let's say it was on purpose he killed, and he wasn't warned, so he cannot be put to death. So the Gemara explains, umash shor, sheino chayav b'arba'a dvarim. An ox is not liable to the four things, chayav b'kofer, but is liable to paying the kofer payment. What are the four things? Tsar, ripui, shevet, and boshet. The pain, the doctor's payments, the unemployment, and the embarrassment. These four things, the animal would not be liable to pay, but he has to pay the kofer. The owner of the animal has to pay the kofer payment. Adam, a person, shechayav arba dvarim, he's liable for the four things. You know, then shechayav bekofer, is not all the more so he should be liable in the kofer payment. So Amar Kala Pasuk says, kechol asher yushat alav, alav velo al adam. All that you evaluate upon him, on the animal, not on the person. Meaning, we do not say that he has to pay the kofer payment if it is a man who caused damage, rather only if it's an ox who caused damage. So the Gemara then says, "V'yesh shor chayav arbat varim mikal v'chomer." Why don't we say the ox is liable in these four things from a kal v'chomer? Uma adam sheino chayav v'kofer chayav arbat varim. A man who causes damage is not liable for the kofer, but he's liable for the four things we just mentioned. Shor, an ox shechayav v'kofer, he's liable to kofer. Eino din sheyeh chayav arbat varim. Is it not all the more so you should be liable to these four things? So Amar Kala Pasuk says, "Ish ba'amito." A man to his friend caused damage, v'lo shor ba'amito, and not an ox to a friend. Therefore, an ox who damaged a friend would not be liable to the four things. Now we got out of the kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara asks a question. Ibailo, we have a halacha question. Regel shedarsal gabei tinok v'chatzar nizak. A leg of the animal that stomped on a baby in the courtyard of the damaged one. Ma'u shetashalem kofer. Would you pay the kofer payment? So the Gemara says, mi amrinan, mi didahava akaren. Do we say it's like Karen? Karen, kivan da'avad treu tlata zimne orchehu mishalem kofer. By the case of Karen, horns, if the animal did this two or three times, it's already the usual way, and the owner would have to pay kofer payment. So hachanami loshna, so too over here in this case, it would be no different. Odilmar, perhaps, Karen kavanato la'azik. The Karen, its intention is to cause damage. Hi, in kavanato la'azik, but this person, this animal, his legs are not kavanato, it's not intending to cause damage. So the Gemara says, Tashma, hichnis shoro lechatzar balabayit shelo bereshut. If a person took an ox into the courtyard of someone else without permission, unigachol lebalabayit vemet, and the ox gored the balabayit and killed him. Hashor biskila ubealav ben betam ben muan mishalem kofer shalem. The ox is put to stoning, to put to death. And the person, whether it was a kam or a mu'ad animal, he has to pay the full kofar payment. The very Rabbi Tarfon, that's Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, Kofer Shalem Betam Rabbi Tarfon Minale. Where does Rabbi Tarfon learn out that where calm animal, you have to pay the full kofer payment? So he says, Lav Mishum de Savai like Rabbi Yossi Gedidi. Is it not because he holds like Rabbi Yossi Gedidi? Da Amar, that he says, Tam Mishalem Chatzi Kofer Rishut Arabim, that a calm animal, for a common animal, you'd pay half a payment if it was causing the Rishut Arabim. Umayti la mikal v'chomer regel, and we learn out from a kal v'chomer of regel, and so therefore, that's how you would say it would be the full payment of kofer. Alma, what would you say? Ika kofer beregel. We would say there is a kofer payment by damage caused by the regel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimi ben Arda. No, the Gemara says no. Tana min nizakin de regel maitila. No, the Tana is learning it from nizakin of the regel, from damage of the regel. And therefore, that's a different case altogether. So the Gemara says, Belifroch mala nizakin de regel shaken yishnan be'esh. Why don't you contradict that and say, hey, damage of the regel, that applies, you would be liable. And Rashi says that you would be liable by fire. Whereas kofar, you would not be have to pay by a case of damage caused by a fire. So the Gemara says, mi tamun, it's talking about tamun, where it's hidden, that was caused damage, something hidden, that you'd be exempt by the case of fire, but you'd be liable by regel. So the Gemara says, ma le tamun sheken yishno bebor. Hold on, something hidden, you'd be liable in the bor, in the pit, if it fell in the pit, or something caused damage while it was hidden, falling into the pit. So therefore, where Rashi says, Shimayak gedi tamun besako bimartsuv and itgalam and afal bor chayav. If let's say an animal was in a bag and you didn't see it and it fell into the pit and got damaged or got hurt, you would be liable because that's hidden. So why don't you say there's a stringency by even hidden? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about mikelim, we're talking about utensils, that if it fell into the pit, you would be exempt. So the Gemara says, Malik kelim sheyeshnan be'esh. Hold on, kelim, you'd be liable by fire, which isn't the case by kofar. So the Gemara says, mikelim temunim. We're talking about kelim that are hidden, that got damaged. So the Gemara says, Malik kelim temunim sheyeshnan be'adam. Hold on, kelim that are hidden, you can be liable by a person causing damage. So Ella, what do we have to say? We must say that since all of these cases didn't work, lav shmamina mi kofar de regel ma'itila, must be we're learning it from the kofar payment of regel. Alma, ika kofar beregel. So you see that we have a kofar payment by regel. Shmaminan, that's what we're learning. Very good. Amar le Ravacha min difti le Ravina, he says to Ravina, achinami mistabra, this the ika kofar beregel. It makes sense what you're saying, that you have kofar payment by regel. Why? The isa kedatach leka kofar beregel. If you say there is no kofar payment by regel, v'tana min nizakin de regel ma'itila, and he's learning it from, the Tana is learning it from nizakin of regel, lifroch mala nizakin de regel sheken yishnan beregel. You can just say that the nizakin of regel, you'd be liable by a case of regel. Whereas the kofar payment, you would say you would not have liability to have to pay by a case of regel. Ela must be lav shma mina. We're learning mi kofar de regel maitila. He's bringing it from the kofar payment of regel. Alma we see ika kofar regel. There is kofar payment by damage caused by the regel shma mina, and therefore that is what we're learning. Very good. New Mishnah. The Mishnah begins. Adam muad la'olam. A person is always considered muad. Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. Ben er, ben yashen. Whether accidental or on purpose. Whether awake or asleep. Simet ein chavero v'shiber da'kelim. Somebody blinded his friend and broke kelim. Mishalem nesek shalem. He'd have to pay the full damage. So the Gemara, Rashi says, even if he did it by accident. So the Gemara says, katani simet ein chavero. Dumiya d'shiber da'kelim. You said, if he blinded his friend, and you compared it to breaking kelim. So, ma hatam nezek in arba dvarim lo, just like by the kelim, you would have to pay the damage, but not for the four things that we mentioned earlier, tsa'ar, ripuy, shevet, and boshet. So, af simeh, so too, blinding en chavero, blinding your friend's eye, nezek in arba dvarim lo, you'd have to pay the damage, but not for the four things. Flipping the amud, the Gemara then says, minan hanimi, how do we know this, that you would be liable to nezek, even bishogeg, even by accident? Amar chizkiyah, Chizkiyah said, "V'chein tanid v'chizkiyah." We saw in the Academy of Chizkiyah, Amar Kala pasuk says, "Petsa tachat patsa lechayvo ala shogeg kemezid v'ala ones keratzon." This is to make a person liable, just like if he did something by accident. The same thing if he did it on purpose, meaning it would be hand in hand. V'ala ones keratzon, if somebody did it out of his control, it would be like he did it with his control. So the Gemara says, "Hami bayile liten sar v'impom nezik." Hold on, we need this pasuk to teach us that you would be liable. When there's tsar and nezek, if let's say both pain and damage are caused, you wouldn't say you only take one, you'd be liable for both of them. So the Gemara says, imken, and they could have said in the pasuk, lichtov kra petza bepatza. They could have said petza bepatza. Why does it say, my tachat patza? Why does it say tachat patza? Shma mina tarte. It's coming to teach us two things. It's coming to teach us that you'd be liable on shogeg kemezid, and you would have to pay tsar and nezek. Amar Rabba, Rabba comes and says, Haita even munachat lo avecheko v'lo yikirba. If there was a stone sitting on someone's lap and he wasn't able to recognize it, he didn't know it was there, he forgot, I guess. Ve'amad ve'naflan, he stood and the stone fell. Inyan nizakin chayav, by damage he's liable. Inyan arba dvarim patur, for the four things he is exempt. Inyan Shabbat, for Shabbat, you're not allowed to throw something for amot in the Rashut HaRabim. Melechet machashevet asara Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to do a melacha that you have intention for. You're intending to do that melacha over here. You didn't intend to do it, so you wouldn't be liable from the Torah. Le'inyan galut patur, for galut, if you killed someone, right? We say that in Masechet Makot, we'll learn that when you kill someone by accident, in a downward position, then you go to exile. So he would be exempt from exile over here. Le'inyan evet, by slave, if, let's say, caused damage to a slave, plukta de Rashbag v'Rabbanan. It would be a machloket, Rashbag v'Rabbanan. The Tanya is right, that says, Haresh ayah rabo rofe. If someone's master was a doctor, v'amar lo, and he said to the master, kechol eini v'sim'ah, can you come and apply some of this treatment to my eye? And he blinded the slave. Or chator li shini v'hipila. Or he says, come and work on my teeth. He's a dentist. Come and work on my teeth. And he knocked out a tooth. Sichek ba'adon v'yasad ha'chiruk. He can laugh at his master, and he can go out free now because he knocked out he messed up a body part. Rashbag omer, an eye or a tooth, dafka. Rashbag says, v'shichata, no, he caused damage. Anshit kaven ha'shachata, it has to be that the master has to intend to cause destruction. Can't be accidental. So the Gemara says another case. Hikirba u'shechecha. Let's say he realized that there was a stone on his lap. The previous case was that he didn't realize there was a stone on his lap. Now, he realized there was a stone on his lap, and he forgot about the stone. Ve'aman ve'naflan, he stood and the stone fell. Linyan nizakin chayav, for damage he's liable. Linyan arba dvarim patur, for the four things he's exempt. Linyan galut chayav, if he killed someone like that by accident, he'd be liable. The Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Bishkaga, has to be accidental. Miklal de Havale Yediyah, must be that he has knowledge, he has the ability to have this knowledge, and he just forgot. Va'av Yele Yediyah, over here, has to have been that he had this Yediyah, he had the knowledge the stone was there. Linyan Shabbat Patur, but for Shabbat, if it went for Amot and the Rishut Aravim, you'd be exempt. Linyan Evan, by a slave, Plukta de Rashbag Rabbanan, it's Machloket Rashbag and Rabbanan that we just said. Another case. Nitkaven lizrok shtayim azarak arba. If he had intention to throw the stone two amot, and he threw it four amot, right? Four amot, you'd be liable on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, linan nizakin chayav. For damage, you're liable. Linan arba dvarim patur. For the four things, you're exempt. Linan Shabbat, for Shabbat, for amot, melechem machshevet vayina. It needs to be that you have intention to do the melacha. Over here, you didn't have intention to do the melacha because he only intended to throw two amot, and it went four amot. Leinyan galut, for going to exile, asher lo tzada, says not to, that you didn't ambush, Amar Rahmana, the Torah says, pradne nitkaven lizok shnayim zarak arba, that's excluding someone who intended to throw two amot, and he threw four amot, and he killed someone, he would not go to galut. Leinyan evan, and by a slave, pluktag de rashbag v'rabanan, it's a machloket again, rashbag and rabanan. In another case, nitkaven lizok arba v'zarak shmoneh, he intended to throw four amot, and he ended up throwing eight amot. I guess this guy doesn't have a good arm. Linan nizakin chayav, for damage, he is liable. Linan arba dvarim patur, for the four things, tsar, ripui, shevet, and boshet, he's exempt. Linan Shabbat, for Shabbat, if be'omer kol makom shetirtze tanuach in. If he says, wherever it lands, I'm happy with it, then he's liable. Because four amot, eight amot, both of them, he'd be liable. But in low, but if that's not what he's saying, he says, no, I want it to land in four, and it landed on eight, that wasn't his intention, and therefore, low, he would not be liable on Shabbat. Linyan galut, for galut, if he killed, asher lot sadad, didn't ambush, don't ambush, he says, pradlan itkaven, meaning that he did not ambush, so pradlan itkaven, lizork arba, bizark shmona, coming to exclude, if he intended to throw the stone four amot, and he threw it eight amot, and killed someone at eight amot, he would be exempt from galut. Linan Evan, and by a slave, Plukda, the Rashbag, Rabbanan. It's machloka between Rashbag and Rabbanan. And now that we mentioned this long few beraitot in the name of Rabbah, let's state a few more things in the name of Rabbah. V'amar Rabbah, Zarak Kli Mirosh Agag, someone threw a Kli from the rooftop, Uba Acher Rishvarov Makel, and before it hit the ground, someone came and batted it and broke it with a stick. Patur, that second guy's exempt. Why? Mai tama min mana tevira tevar. Because that's a kli that's falling from the sky. It's going to hit the ground. It's a broken kli. Now you may have broken it before it actually physically broke, but theoretically it's already considered a broken kli, no matter what. V'amar Rabban, Rabba also says, Zarak kli mirosh agag, if he threw a kli from the roof, v'hayu tachtav karim uksatot, and there were pillows and cushions at the bottom, so it wouldn't have broken. Ba'acher v'silakan, and somebody else came and removed those pillows. O kadam v'silakan, or the guy, I guess it was a really fast guy, he threw it from the roof, he ran down out of the building, and he removed it himself. Patur, he would be exempt. Why? My time, what's the reason? Be'idan de Shadyeh, when it was thrown, Pasukim Mifsakeh Gireh, the arrow was cut off. Meaning to say that when he threw it, Rashi explains, the Grama Beni Zakinave, that's considered Gram, indirect by damage. And any indirect by Nizakin, by damage, person is exempt. So therefore, since when he threw it, even if he himself removed the cushions, when he threw it, it wasn't going to be a broken kli. Now that he removed the pillows, he just happened to remove a pillow. He didn't actually break a kli. It happened to be that the kli was falling right then and there, and it was going to hit the ground. So therefore, he would not be liable in such a case. And I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap.